拜
拜。
Good morning, everyone. This is Jack, and this is another episode of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're starting today's show with a little bit of Long Thin Killy. This is the song A Man Ray from their record Houdini, which I believe was their first album, and it's the first song on that album. Long Thin Killy is kind of a left-field Scottish alternative band from the 80s, I believe, and early 90s. No, not 80s. They were full 90s. What am I thinking? But this is a very beautiful, haunting song, if you ask me, and sort of going to set the tone for today, because I am playing a lot of left-field, off-kilter, strange and atmospheric guitar music. But yeah, I've been revisiting Houdini by Long Thin Killy, which was an album that was very close to my heart in high school. Don't really know why, I just really loved it. Well, I know why, because it's very good. But back then I was very emotionally affected by it, and now I'm more on the wavelength of oh, this is really cool, freaky guitar music, and that's all I need sometimes, you know? But yeah, so I'm doing a bit of that. And I guess to follow suit, this is the 80s band I'm thinking of, A.R. Kane. If you've been tuned in lately to my show, you know that I've been playing a lot of A.R. Kane. Been revisiting a lot of their stuff too, just again more off-kilter, weird guitar music. This is Butterfly Collector from their EP Lolita, and it builds nicely. It's good. I'll be back on the mic soon, but enjoy and keep it locked for another hour, because I got tunes, I got time. Hopefully you do too. We'll be right back. Alright, I'm back on the mic because there does come There comes a time in every great radio show where I gotta read a PSA, and I want to just get it out of the way early today. So, yeah, and I'll talk about these songs in a moment, but let's talk about some pedestrian safety first, shall we? Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road for sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to walk for traffic, watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. This is a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Anyways, that last song that I played before the one that's sort of screeching in the background was Shy Song by Stillhouse Plants, because I love Stillhouse Plants, and I have to play them every second of my life, or else I'll die. Not really. But anyways, sorry, something is going on the computer. It's fine. Nevertheless, yeah. So that was from their record prior to the most recent record, which I played a lot of music off of, and I'm going to play some off of coming forwards in the show. And then this last song that's concluding is Medicine by Mikachu and the Shapes and the London Sinfonietta from the record Chopped and Screwed, which I just kind of found out about recently. Mikachu, Micah Levi, whatever you want to call them, is one of my favorite musicians of all time. And, yeah, I just found out about that record. It's like a bunch of weird, freaky, microtonal classical versions of songs, new and old. And yeah, I don't know. Sorry, I totally got distracted by, like, the computer, so I forgot what I was going to say. Anyways, I've got a little more Longfin Killy. The song's nice and long and beautiful. How I Blew It with Houdini by Longfin Killy from their record Houdini. You know, you'll hear it, and you'll understand what I'm talking about, or what I'm not talking about. I'm just going to let it play.
I'm looking for a sense of intelligence. that's how I blew it with Houdini. And 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 that's how I blew it with Houdini.
I guess I'll talk a little bit because it's this song and then another long song. Thanks for being patient through my 7-minute songs and my 9-minute songs today. It's appreciated. But there'll be more of them. And this isn't the last Long Fin Killy you've heard this morning, so long as you keep it locked for another half hour or so. But yeah, after this, I have a song from a new Chicago band that I've been put onto called Or Best Offer. A little bit of buzz around their new-ish record Center, which I've checked out recently by request of my good friend Allie, who was on the show last week. And I've been really, really enjoying it. I was listening to it this morning because I woke up very early and I had the time. But yeah, hopefully you will enjoy that when it begins in about half a minute. But yeah, after that, we'll have a little more Stillhouse Plants, and then by the end of the show, we'll move into a little bit more straightforward, like real deal, like hearty American noise rock. But we're not quite there yet. We're still in the weird. The weird and the eerie and everything in between. Again, this is Crawl Up by Or Best Offer from their new record Center. Shout out. Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. Couple more songs for y'all. That last track was More Boy by Still Houseplants, as promised. The track before that was Crawl Up by Or Best Offer. And right now, just to fill it out and make it a three-peat of, like, great new dynamic guitar music players in the scene right now, we've got No to Gods, No to Sunsets by Moin from their first full-length album, Moot, which came out in 2021. I personally prefer it was either last year or the year before. They had an album called Paste. I want to say it was 2022. Yeah. And I prefer that to Moot, but nevertheless, Moin is Moin, and they really know how to make guitar music that really, really specifically appeals to me. Really strong grip on electronics, and very, very evocative, very good. Yeah, check them out if you get the chance. Anyways, I figure I better talk a little bit about basketball, because so much is going on. I've been watching the playoffs. You've been watching the playoffs. I don't know if that's true, but I've been watching the playoffs. And exciting things are happening, although some sad things too. The Orlando Magic have been beaten twice by the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's looking really, really grim for us. I don't think that we are going to make it to the second round of playoffs, unfortunately. But that's okay, because I'm just glad we made it there in the first place, really. I've found myself rooting for the Philadelphia 76ers lately. If you know it, you know. I really like that team, and I hope that they beat the Knicks. I really hate the Knicks. I'd like to see a 76ers win. They kind of got robbed the other night, from what I understand. But, yeah, whatever. It happened. Let's hope that they can pull it back, even though they're down 0-2. The Nuggets are handling the Lakers, which is really awesome, because I like the Nuggets and I don't like the Lakers. And yeah, I mean, Jokic, Murray, come on, like, it's ridiculous. I hope the Pelicans beat the Thunder tonight, although I'm not holding my breath, because I think that if I did hold my breath for that long, I might pass out. I'm not really trying to do that. I hope the Clippers beat the Mavericks, because I like the Clippers and I don't like the Mavericks. At this point in the season, I lose a lot of my, like, critical thinking skills, especially, like, when paired with finals, so it's all just, like, I like this team, I hope they win. I don't like this team, I hope they lose. But yeah, I miss watching the San Antonio Spurs and the Utah Jazz, because those were probably my two favorite Western Conference teams to watch this season, and neither have made it to the playoffs, unfortunately. But also unsurprisingly. But yeah, so big things happening in the league. My finals prediction, I haven't thought of a finals prediction, but I'm going to think of one right now and say it on air. I think that the Celtics are probably going to go to the finals on the Eastern Conference, and I think the Nuggets are probably going to go on the Western Conference. Kind of safe bets, but I think that's what's going to happen. I think Western Conference finals, we're going to see Clippers-Nuggets. Eastern Conference, man, I don't know, probably like Bucks, Celtics. I don't know how the bracket's set up. I also might have gotten the bracket wrong for the Western too, but I don't know. Who cares? It's all fun and games. It's all narratives and awesomeness and beautiful sports. Yeah, anyways, the song is about to end and I don't have anything else to say about basketball. So without further ado, we've got Barmy by The Fall from their incredible record, This Nation's Saving Grace. Enjoy.
There's no such creature as this so-called 90s man. It's a myth, a lie, an utter fabrication. Every Beach Boy's waking dream is pornographic gluttony. No holds barred, seven is scarred.
I'll chat for a moment, speak on what I got planned right now. That last track was Barmy by The Fall, and this is Love Smothers Allergy by Long Fin Killy. Absolutely relentless guitars on this, absolutely beautiful. I don't know, I'm usually not really one for like the kind of theatrical vocals that Luke Sutherland, the lead singer of Long Fin Killy, brings to the table, but there's something about the kind of juxtaposition with the guitars on this song. And also, I don't know, I think that Long Fin Killy did a great job on this record, at least. I don't really love their other stuff, with keeping a nice balance of like gentleness and hardness and also like theatricism, and I think it's all pretty well implemented, to be honest. But yeah, I've got two more songs queued up for y'all this morning, so keep it locked for about 10 more minutes and beyond that, honestly, because Yip Jump Music's coming next with Georgia, and you're gonna want to hear that. But yeah, before we can all get on with our days, I'm gonna play two more tracks, and I'll be back on the mic in a minute to do my closing remarks. But in just one moment, we have Monkey Trick by the Jesus Lizard, noise rock awesomeness for y'all, from the record Goat. So yeah, enjoy. Again, Monkey Trick by the Jesus Lizard, and that was Love Smothers Allergy by Long Fin Killy. I am gonna hop back on the mic already, because I don't want to talk over my last song, which is coming in about a minute. Again, this was Monkey Trick by the Jesus Lizard, and you're listening to another episode of Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Jack. Thank you all for tuning in. Shout out to everyone listening. I appreciate it. Shout out to my dad. It's his birthday. If you're listening, Dad, I'm about to call you. If you're not, you might be listening on archive, and I've already called you. Happy birthday nonetheless. If you're listening today, I hope you have an amazing day. Stay strong through finals and reading period and all that. We're going to make it. We're so close. And then we can all chill this summer. Well, we'll see about that. But anyways, yeah, if you are listening, thank you so much. I hope you have a good one. If you're not listening, I hope you have a good one as well. And for my final track today, I have My First Knife by Today Is The Day. Which is a song that I've been really enjoying lately, and very evocative noise rock. Willpower by Today Is The Day has been on really heavy rotation for me. I really have been enjoying and getting a lot out of that album. So yeah, again, this was Monkey Trick by the Jesus Lizard, and my next track is My First Knife by Today Is The Day. Have a great one, y'all.